Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. We've, of course, been reporting on the Mango Airlines story. And we were wondering if South African Airways, if the SAA story is the reason that Mango ultimately entered into business rescue. Joining us this morning is an aviation analyst, Potego Mojapele. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. So look, we've been promised now that SAA is going to be back, but Mango, now we don't know. It's very hard to keep track.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we should really have done as a country or as citizens was to really request a clarity as to what is it that they had in their minds with regard to these subsidiaries. Because when you look at the whole plan, SAA 2.0, when it was still in when they were formulating it, there has never been a Mango idea into the whole thing. And we asked questions and we said, but why are you leaving the subsidiaries, your SAA technical, as well as the Mango? Why are you leaving that out and dealing with SAA alone? And the idea was that, the answer was that no, these are not in trouble. We're just dealing with SAA. Now they are in trouble. Both of them, they are in trouble. And I just don't think that we've got an appetite, of fixing these SOEs, especially, on aviation space. I just do not think that we really, our government have an appetite to sort out the mess that is in there.
Yeah, it's how interesting that what you're saying, because it's almost like we didn't demand, or maybe we were never shown any form of strategy around this. And maybe it is that. Maybe it is the appetite, because we're so assaulted by the, you know, by Eskom and by SAA and by all of these Transnet, all of these huge failures that it is difficult to try and, I mean, we really need quite a nice Excel spreadsheet to even keep track of this. Not that it'll help us, but as you say, following that, then you've got the Mangos and you've got SAA Technical. Can they be saved? I mean, are they viable in their own right, do you think?
Let me just break it down for you so that you understand why we're saying, if I were in the board of SAA, I would leave SAA as an airline and just leave it to anybody who wants it. But I would make sure that I keep SAA Technical, I keep Mango. Let me tell you why I'm saying that. SAA Technical was a very much strategic partner, or it was a strategic business for us in southern tip of Africa. The MROs that we have around the southern tip of Africa, there isn't any that can match the standard of South African Airways Technical. Absolutely not. We have so much interest out of South African borders of people that wants to come and do their service here in South Africa. So spend the money where you know that there's viability in terms of a return on investment. So Technical was one of those. Moving to Mango. Mango, when it started as something that even Competition Commission was really concerned about how SAA was going to go about it. And they made good returns. They were absolutely amazing when it comes to low-cost market. Even today, they are still operating. When SAA had stopped operating almost 2 years now, it's going for 2 years now, but they are still, even 2 months without salary, they're still operating, they're still making money. But the problem with our government is that you have the board members, the executive, that doesn't seem to have a foresight where the market is heading to. If SAA can do it, why can't Mango do it? Because they are operating on the same model.
Absolutely.
They are all local.
Absolutely.
If you know, so that tells you that the people that we have on board are not necessarily interested in driving the business to the right direction, but they are just there to serve the purpose of being appointed on the board. Whether do they have the skills to run the business to where we need? It's another question that we need to ask. So it has to force the staff, the pilots and the cabin crew to take them to court to say, we demand that you put us under business rescue so that we can save this airline. Why does it have to take the staff when you have competent board members, competent executives that can have a foresight to predict where the airline is going? Why does it have to take the staff to get to that level? And then you immediately react. We say, no, it's fine. We'll go on under business rescue. It clearly shows that we have no foresight
as far as leadership.
We've been told that we have been led after the new Ramaphosa came on power, but I just don't think that we've been led.
It certainly seems that way. Are you saying, and I might be interpreting it incorrectly, are you saying that if we look at those three entities, SAA, Mango, and Technical and Mango, you believe have a chance of success from a pure business commercial perspective? SAA, you haven't commented on, so I don't know what your thought is there. What is your approach to that?
My approach is very simple. You can still have SAA. Let me just deal with the SAA. You can still have SAA operating international routes. But Mango, if you look at the industry at the moment, the premium service that you and I have enjoyed on the legacy airlines that have been existing for years will literally over the years have disappeared. People are no longer interested in getting, hot coffee and a hot meal on board. They just want to get to where they need to
as cheap as possible. Yeah, exactly.
At the right price. Mm. So that's what the model is. Those that wants to do, that business first class type of service. I mean, after COVID, there won't be a first class because the Zoom and other platforms have proved us that, in fact, we no longer require to get to another country traveling first class. You can always do it in your own house without really having to travel. So for us, we need something that is low cost so that you are able to get to where you need to get to quickly and come back, and that's it. So SAA as a legacy airline will struggle to make means here in locally because you have overpopulating low-cost airlines, which Mango is already participating in, and many others that are out there, your Kulula Comair as well as SAF Air. So that on that level, Mango will thrive. Technical, SAA Technical is able to do all other airlines that are around. And in fact, there was a lot of interest for other companies that wanted to buy the stake on Technical. Even today, they're still requesting a stake on that. But SAA is holding back on that because they know for the fact that this is a gold and they just don't want to let it go. But we are busy retrenching stuff and so on. So SAA Technical and as well as Mango, they will strive. With SAA International, there's a room for them to participate. But locally and regional, I just don't think they will be able to participate well and make money out of that because the narrow bodies that we currently have on the market are already servicing those regional and domestic. And for you to come with a premium service, nobody would be very much interested in the premium service going forward.
Right. Absolutely right. Fascinating conversation. Putega Mojapela, aviation analyst, talking to us about SAA, about Mango, and about SAA Technical.